guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Things are coming along on the bus well, just so you guys know, I'm getting a bit of a tan. I'm busy painting it because I'm running out of things to work on the bus with. I've got paint left and I got my solar panels to put in. And after that, I need wood, and I don't have any wood. I'm also out of contact fluid, so thus the glasses. Tonight, I want to talk about, it's interesting that, you know, society finds delivery truck drivers, garbage men, power line workers, EMT, firefighters, police. They always seem to have a lot of negative things to say about people, but all of a sudden, when it hits the fan, those are the go-to guys, right? They're and women. I'm using guys in general for the professions, because let's face it, like 90% of them are men. And all of a sudden, those that felt super important and really necessary, all of a sudden they find themselves not being paid attention to very much. And if you're a raging narcissist, like most of Hollywood and many other people are, all of a sudden they find, hey, no one's paying attention to me. And I'm stuck in my house and I don't have my entourage and I don't have paparazzi checking me out and feeling kind of lonely, feeling not so important. I have a fun story here from Breitbart and a couple others. And it says here, Nolte, we now know truckers and stock boys are vital. Hollywood is not. And I'm not going to pound through all these articles, but I want to give you a little taste of each one because they kind of have this overall theme of, you know, men bad, women good. But all of a sudden, when it comes right down to it, who are the engineers, the majority of the doctors, the nurses are doing a great job. That's majority of women, and they're putting themselves on the front line. So I don't mean to be disparaging towards them, but you know, I want to focus on usually the men are not talked about in situations like this. And of course, there are plenty of stories out there about the women and the nursing being on the front lines, and I think they're getting their coverage. So I'm not going to focus on that. But what I do want to focus on is the guys that are kind of keeping the backbone. You know, the power company and the water company and the garbage men and the delivery guys and everybody else. And granted, again, there's women in there too, but let's face it, the majority are of guys. It says, as the bug shuts down our economy and locks us in our homes, we're discovering stock boys matter and Hollywood celebrities do not. Out there in the poop, out there in the danger, out there touching countless surfaces that could be infected, out there working punishing hours for low wages are the people we too often overlook and take for granted, even though they're the ones who keep our world turning. Away from their families, risking illness, America's farm workers, truck drivers, grocery store workers, sanitation workers, and delivery people are holding together the slender thread that keeps our supply chains moving, and those supply chains are the literal difference between civilization and anarchy. Meanwhile, here's how America's elite, America's royalty, America's fabulously wealthy and fawned over are contributing during these serious and scary times. So Gal Gadot, who is incredibly beautiful and a very good actress, I like her, decides to sing, and I know there's a couple other videos out there on YouTube about this today, so I won't get too deep into it, but she decides to get some Hollywood pals, and they all get together, and they sing John Lennon's Imagine, and then she cut it up into a song, and you can see that they basically are like, half of them I didn't even recognize without makeup, honestly. It's really incredible how much it changes their faces. I think they keep doing the makeup the same way to make them look the same through the years. Because a lot of these people, I'm like, that kind of looks familiar, but I'm not quite sure who that is. I'm going to play like 10 seconds of it just so you get an idea here.
Hey, guys. Day 6 in self-passed virus. Everyone playing the trumpet. And he was playing in... And it goes like this. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Above us only sky.
Imagine all the people
living for today.
You get it. So they continue on. This is Hollywood's, you know, each one of these people here is at least probably worth anywhere between 10 and 100 million. And they want to sing about how we're all the same. And imagine if there's no know this, know that. And imagine if there's no possessions, even though they have enough money to be sitting in a probably a $12 million mansion each with all this luxurious open space and gardens and places to stretch their legs, where other people in the city have a little tiny apartment that they can't even go out the front door of, so they're trapped in, like, in New York City, like 300 or 400 square feet. So they're, you know, they're doing their part versus maybe, you know, donating some money, donating some time, donating anything. They're all talk. And then Madonna, she sings an absolutely horrible song that people just roasted her for, because it sounds like a lot of people commented she should have had auto-tune in her bathroom because she sounded horrible. But the whole point is here is that, again, the people that think they matter, all of a sudden, no one really cares about them. Because when times are good and times are easy, people can find problems. People can, because these, remember, these are all the people that are screaming about how everything is awful and, you know, we need to bring in socialism. But the minute that things really hit the fan, yeah, they're not so much into that anymore. They're not so much into sharing all their resources, but they sure need those stock boys and girls and truck drivers and so on and so forth to continue on. So now this is, Breitbart is a conservative site. So over here on the left, same thing. Sun, stop Madonna slam for off-key singing about fried fish in bathroom. And then we have here from the Daily Beast, celebrities sing Imagine to console the little people. Then we have Sam Smith and shares photos of the stages of their meltdown. And then we've got even not necessarily a Hollywood star, but I thought I'd include this because I know you gentlemen would probably enjoy this photo. I know I did. A Russian former hockey TV presenter, Ulia Yushakova. Ulia Yushakova has been branded brainless after posing with medical masks as a bikini, with some claiming it was the worst joke they've seen, as they are obviously needing masks. Now, for her to get these, she must have ordered them a while ago. I don't think those two masks would make a big difference, but it's certainly very insensitive doing something like this. Nonetheless, I appreciate the photo. But what you're going to find over the next... let's see if I have anything else. Oh, one more screen here. This is was a photo that was up on Reddit. You can see that this is it's a webcam site where you can go see various models in different states of clothing. And you can see there's 1,609 models. You can see that right over here. But there's only 339 people online, which means basically each person has like 5.2 models for each one person online. So what's the point here? What's all this boil down to? You know, it's very easy to say disparaging things against guys and or also women that are in the lower tier jobs, the lower paying jobs. But the reason why I don't include women in a lot of this is because right now the nation is on a girl power trend, but they're very against men. They're very against, and it doesn't matter, you know, what shade you are. They're just against men in general. But when things go down and when things are problematic, all of a sudden on Twitter, on some of these other sites, you're seeing a lot of girls saying, you know, I wish I had a guy around to help me. I wish I had a guy around that was confident. I wish I had somebody to cuddle with and spend some time with. I wish I had somebody to rely upon. And then you're seeing people like these stars here and everybody else who's been coddled and, you know, made to feel special and important all their lives. And in a blink of an eye, no one's paying them any mind anymore. And it's almost like they're going through, like, withdrawal because no one's paying attention to them. So they have to stay relevant. They keep putting themselves out there, and they're not getting paid attention to anymore. And I think as this continues on, you know, we're just in the first beginning stages of this. I know they're talking about 2 weeks, and we can't go too long or else we're going to have, you know, financial challenges and economic markets struggling. And I know you all have different opinions on what's the point. You know, how bad it is and how many, you know, who's really behind it and what's going to change. I get all that. There's so many different theories you can talk about. But that aside, no matter how long this continues on or the longer this continues on, I should say, the more I think you're going to start seeing some themes change a little bit. And now it may only be temporary. It may go right back to the way it was before, you know, everything happened here. But I think people are starting to see maybe who's a little bit more important and who's not. And what I suspect at the end of this, A lot of companies had have a chance during this to clear their balance sheets, and they can let go of a lot of people and say, you know, we don't have the ability to hire all of you, and they're going to let these people go. And then when it comes back time to rehiring, they're going to make some very careful decisions on who they hire back. And it's not going to be, we're going to hire this person because of this diverse whatever, and we're going to hire this person because of woman. I think they're going to start saying, do we really need a liberal arts major here to do X? Or maybe we could pick up an engineer, or maybe we could pick up somebody that's like a computer programmer or something like that. And I think this may change the dynamics of what's to come. I don't know how much, and maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I'm interested to see how things proceed after this. Are they going to change? And if so, how? Because there's a lot of money being spent on a lot of people that don't do a lot of work. Also, a lot of these companies, and I worked for one of them, being a network engineer, when I first started working there, I had about an hour commute to this job, to this company, because I had a house in kind of a rural area in North Carolina, and I had to drive into work in RTP, which is a Raleigh Triangle Park. I think that's what that stands for, RTP. But I had to drive in and work at my office. Initially, it was going to be one day a week. The other four, I could telecommute and just work from home, because network engineering, you know, you can do it on a laptop or anything and just VPN in and SSH into a console and run most of your commands from there, at least for what I was doing. So you didn't even need a lot of bandwidth. I could have done it off a cell phone. But then because we didn't have very good engineers and we hired a couple of women, they needed more mentoring. And so they had a couple of us come in. And next thing you know, it was 2 days in the office, and then three, and then four, because the numbers were not good for the team, because the new hires weren't getting up to speed in time. And before you know it, we were in the office all the time, every day of the week, and a lot of guys quit because that wasn't part of the deal. I think you're going to see more telemarketing. I think you're going to see people working from home and remote a little bit more. And as such, you're going to see who's really productive in the workplace and who really isn't. Because then it's less about the politics, it's less about the personality, and it's more about the performance. So I don't know. Let me know what you guys think of this. I see a lot of people that are not very productive and not very necessary, grasping at straws here, and a lot of things that I'm looking at. And I'd like to hear what you guys have. You guys had any experiences where you're seeing that people are, you know, acting a little different when it comes to social media or interactions with other people? While I'm also at it, last night I uploaded two videos. I don't know if they got squashed or not. They're kind of a bunch of short stories, but they're really not different than my normal episodes. For some reason, I don't think they got shared out, because I only have about 1/5 or 1/8 of the normal views on them. So let me know if you didn't see them, or if they just you weren't interested in them. Because if you're not interested in them, I won't do that style anymore, because, you know, I do this for you guys too. If you're not interested in that kind of thing, I won't do it anymore. But if you do like it, go check them out, because I put a couple of them up last night, and they're not that really different from my normal stuff. Guys, if you want to support my work, like, comment, and share. And you know what? Those notifications, that subscription and notifications. I'm crossing the 70,000 line, which, you know, I'll send you guys an incredible thank you message and all that stuff for when we get there. It's kind of a big deal, because I don't know of any other. I know there's Coach Red Pill, and he has over 200, but he also does like dating advice, and I don't know of any kind of guys going their own way channel that's hit 100 grand and gets that little silver YouTube play button. And now I kind of want one. I kind of want one for the bus, so I can hang it up like behind me on the wall with a little. I want to put a little neon sign with like Better Bachelor on there, and maybe an on-air button. I want to kind of make this like a studio on wheels. I think that would be really fun, but I'd kind of like to get that button up there. So, but if you guys know of anybody that has crossed the 100K mark, that's a purely kind of guys going their own way type channel, let me know. I'd be really interesting. I haven't seen one yet, but it's kind of exciting. I'm kind of digging that a little bit. So guys, we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And, you know, keep an eye out. I think some people are going to start changing the way they act here pretty soon. Thank you.